वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 19 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड वर्शिपिंग गोवर्धन हिल आजीविकतरम भावम यस्त्व अन्यम् उपजीवति न तस्माद् विन्दते क्षेमम् जारन्नारी अस्ति यथा आजीविकतरं भावम् यस्त्व अन्यम् उपजीवति न तस्माद् विन्दते क्षेमम् जारा नारी अस्ति यथा आजीविकतरं भावम् यस्त्व अन्यम् उपजीवति न तस्माद् विन्दते क्षेमम् जारान्नारी अस्ति यथा मातजीस Ajivya, sustaining his life. Ektaram, one. Bhavam, entity. Ya, who. Tu, but. Anyam, another. Upajivati, resorts to. Na, not. Tasmat, from that one. Vindate, gains. Kshemam, real benefit. Jarat, from a paramour. Nari, a woman. Asati, who is unchaste. Yatha, as. Translation. If one thing is actually sustaining our life, but we take shelter of something else, how can we achieve any real benefit? We would be like an unfaithful woman who can never achieve any actual benefit by consulting with her paramour, purport. The word kshemam means actual prosperity, not merely the accumulation of money. Here Lord Krishna boldly argues that just as a woman can never achieve actual dignity or enlightenment from an illicit lover, the residents of Vrindavan will never be happy by neglecting the real source of their prosperity and worshipping Indra instead. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the audacity that child Krishna displayed before his father and other elders should be understood as an exhibition of transcendental anger aroused when he saw his eternal devotees worshipping an insignificant demigod. Om Jnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. seek blessing of all devotees so I can speak something useful. Here we are reading from the text of an all glorious pastime where Giriraj ji will be worshipped by Brijvasis. We find that Nanda Maharaj was preparing for Indra Puja, and Indra is a demigod. Demigods are although dear to the Supreme Lord, but they have got material desires also in their heart. So Krishna didn't liked it, because in a way Brijvasis are more advanced than Indra. So rather than Brijvasis doing Indra Puja, Indra should be doing Brijvasi Puja, because they are pure devotees of Krishna. And here Brijvasis are preparing to do Indra Puja, so Krishna didn't liked it. And Krishna wanted the all pleasant, powerful, and one who serves all devotees, Giriraj, to be worshipped. And Giriraj happens to be fulfilling all the desires of the residents of Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj belonged to Vaishya community, and their main occupation was taking care of cows. And Giriraj will fulfill all the desires of the cows by providing wonderful grass. The grass are fragrant, nourishing. By eating this grass, cows can give a fragrant milk, very tasty grass. And by eating this grass, the cows would be maintained and they are very happy. And Krishna's many of the pastimes are conducted on Giriraj ji. And that's why Giriraj is mentioned as the best servant of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna has keen desire that Giriraj should be worshipped. And on that ground, Krishna wanted Nanda Maharaj should not worship Indra, rather than that he should be worshipping Giriraj ji. And on the other hand side, since Indra is a devotee, but he has got some pride in his heart. So Krishna doesn't like pride in the heart of his devotees. Like Krishna advanced mainly to annihilate demons and to protect the devotees. And one way of protecting the devotees is to crush their pride. The reason is that if they are proud, they cannot render devotional service. So that's why Krishna performed this particular pastime. In a way, demigods are also dear to Krishna. And many of the demigods are doing wonderful seva. For instance, today is Ganesh Chaturdasi. And Lord Ganesha is dear to Krishna. He has done a wonderful seva, that is writing of Srimad Bhagavatam. He served all the Vaishnavas by writing this eternal book of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then it came to in our hands. So Lord Ganesha is very dear. Generally, if somebody writes or somebody paints, so we find his names coming, this particular arts and so forth. But Ganesha is such a humble attitude, he is writing this, that he has not glorified himself much. So from Krishna's angle, such demigods are dear to him. And here, in a way, to certain degree, Indra is also dear to him. But from Krishna's angle, he is too insignificant for Brajvasis to worship Indra. In scriptures, it is mentioned that demigods may give some benedictions, which are temporary. But that benedictions also are given by the blessings of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without that, they cannot even give benedictions also. So even Indra is a powerful demigod in a way. He is a controller of rains. But all that power is coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead only. And if Indra derides the power of Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is wrong on his part. Generally, like say, in Vrindavan, many demons are coming. And even if we find Indra is attacking the whole of Vrindavan, he is not attacking only Krishna. He didn't want only Krishna to be killed. He wanted whole Braj to be annihilated. It's like the most powerful, say, terrorist coming and blast whole your building where you are staying. And Indra had such intention to destroy the whole of Vrindavan. Generally, if our house has been attacked by terrorist who has got bombs and power, we'll be in a terror. Everyone in a house will be terror. But Sri Krishna's power is such that he changes all situation into some happy experience for the pleasure of Brajvasis. For instance, in this particular pastime as Govardhan Leela, Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. So Indra with all his might and power was trying to bomb this particular, bomb in the sense, trying to destroy this small village as Vrindavan. And Krishna made this whole experience as a most pleasurable experience for the Brajvasis. Brajvasis always wanted Krishna very close. And in this particular pastime, all Brajvasis came close to Krishna for 7 consecutive days and night. And they were rejoicing, although like a terrorist attacks are going on. But they are rejoicing. Suppose for example, say terrorists are attacking Taj Hotel. And inside that some people are rejoicing completely. Cannot happen. But in Krishna Leela it can happen. All Brajvasis are oblivious when they came down under the heel of Govardhan, when Krishna lifted, they were completely happy, satisfied, because Krishna gave complete satisfaction. 7 days, 7 nights, they are sitting, seeing the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord, and they are completely satisfied. And that is the power of Supreme Lord Krishna. And Krishna wanted his particular form as Giriraj to be worshipped. And we see that Giriraj has been worshipped since then by so many people. In many of the days, so many people are doing parikama of Giriraj enthusiastically. Young, old, every one of them are doing Giriraj parikama. One time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning that we do Aarti of the Supreme Lord by circumambulating around his body. Similarly, devotees are doing Aarti of Giriraj ji by doing parikama around him. And they are worshipping Giriraj ji. And Giriraj ji is a most merciful personality. So here, Krishna is suggesting Brijvasis that rather than that, we all should be worshipping Govardhan, because that is providing all our necessities. Generally, from where our necessities come, we tend to worship that place. Even you see, most of the shopkeepers, before they enter the shop, as soon as they open the shop, they will worship the shop. They have agarbatti and they will be worshipping the shop. The reason is that from there, their bread butter is coming from that shop. So for Brijvasis, all the necessities are coming from Govardhan. So Krishna wanted to reciprocate with Giriraj ji and offer the same puja to Giriraj ji. But Nand Maharaj has a heart that, okay, I will do it, but at the same time, I would like to worship Indra also. But Krishna didn't like the idea. that Indra be worshipped like this. Because compared to Brijvasis, Indra is too small. For small people like us, Indra may be very big. But from Krishna's eyes, he is too small. Because on very high platform, suppose somebody sees some buildings from an aeroplane, the building will appear like matchbox only, very tiny, very insignificant in it. And the plane may go still higher, it may just appear like a dot only. So from Krishna's viewpoint, Indra is too insignificant for Brajavasis to be worshipped. And today happens to be like Giriraj is Haridas Swarya, the best devotee. So today happens to be one of the great devotees, Tithi, Haridas Thakur's. And in a way, he is also very dear, best devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Haridas Thakur was Brahma. He was a demigod earlier. From demigod, he chose a birth, often just an insignificant person on the earthly planet. But difference between Indra and Haridas Thakur is that Indra, with some power, he got puffed up. And Haridas Thakur, who is all powerful in the eyes of the Lord, saturated by devotional service, but he was the most humble person. Most humble person, most tolerant person. Haridas Thakur, like his tolerance is glorified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the quality of tolerance through Haridas Thakur. And by the association of such saintly persons, actually we can get some enthusiasm to render devotional service. There is a power of the association of such personalities. Even some association avowed by such personalities, a person can be uninterested in material life and be attracted towards the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some instance I can give of association of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur came to Saptagram. At that time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was studying, small boy. But every day Raghunath Das Goswami would be meeting Haridas Thakur. He was just a young student. And by the power of that association, there will be complete transformation in the Raghunath Das Goswami's life. He no longer had the desire to enjoy material things of this world, and he has got only desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, power of association of such great personalities. Another example, which I heard in Mayapur Yatra. So, most of us, we know the place as Kulinagram, and it is said about this place is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved all the residents of Kulinagram, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved even the dog of Kulinagram. That was attraction for Kulinagram. But at one point of time, there were no devotees in Kulinagram. So some devotees were frustrated, they were about trying to make other devotee, but nothing was happening. So they reported to Mahaprabhu that nobody is actually chanting Hare Krishna in Kulinagram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Haridas Thakur in Kulinagram to spend Chaturmas. And Haridas Thakur would be just chanting. Day and night he would be just chanting. And the power of that chanting, we see that whole of Kulinagram became devotees. That is the power of pure Vaishnava. He didn't preach also much, he was just chanting, and by that power, all were impressed and they actually accepted the Vaishnava cult of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is the power of Haridas Thakur. Another example I can give, a power of association of Haridas Thakur. This glorious story, I think all the ISKCON devotees might have heard, prostitute coming to Haridas Thakur. And in 3 nights, Haridas Thakur converted her heart. Haridas Thakur didn't preach to her. He was just chanting. There was no Bhagavatam class given to the prostitute. Haridas Thakur was just chanting. And in 3 nights, prostitute was changed to a Vaishnavi. And Chaitanya Charitamrita declares that she was so much transformed that she became saint. And she was chanting 3 lakh names every day. That is the power of association of Vaishnavas. Like we are struggling so much, and for us to chant even one day 3 lakh names, it is so difficult. Sometimes devotees attempt to chant 3 lakh holy names in a day, but for that they have to be mentally prepared since few days earlier that I have to chant, and they have to endeavor a lot. And Haridas Thakur to be absorbed in chanting of the holy names. And just by association of this Haridas Thakur, prostitute was completely transformed, and she was not transformed, she was on a very high platform, daily chanting 3 lakh names a day. She was completely detached also. Haridas Thakur said that you give up all your assets, whatever you earn by your profession, and do in charity. Suppose somebody tells us that you give all your assets, distribute in charity to the Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, so we can't digest it. And prostitute, in 3 nights she was transformed, she just gave everything in charity. And with firm faith, she was chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Haridas Thakur also was detached, completely detached. Rather than taking credit that I chained the heart of prostitute, he just left the place. Generally, if he transforms somebody's life and he has got some material assets, so at least we would like that, at least that assets we can engage in Krishna service. Haridas Thakur was detached. He just said, you give it to other Brahmanas, and he just left. He was not even attached for any of the material things also. That is the power of Haridas Thakur. And that's why he was most dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, there's a book as Guinness Book of World Record. So you find varieties of odd things that are being recorded. Somebody grows nails, somebody grows hairs, somebody have got some habit or something. It has been recorded inside that book. That the best thing has not been recorded. Best thing, Yuga Dharma, has not been recorded. And suppose in future if they record in Guinness Book of World Record, the best person who, like say, record of somebody who chanted holy names, undoubtedly it has to be Haridas Thakur, na bhuto na bhavishyo. Nobody can beat Haridas Thakur. It may come in the first line as in Guinness Book of World Record, Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki jai. And by this blessings of that such Vaishnavas only, we can actually progress in devotional service. Krishnadas Kaviraj says when this prostitute was transformed, so he mentions 2 points. He mentioned one is about that one should be chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and another is one should receive the blessings of a great devotee. And by that blessings only and chanting only, we can actually practice, render devotional service. Haridas Thakur, as we know, is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Exemplary from the very beginning itself. Very beginning itself. And we find that later, at when Haridas Thakur came to Fulia Gram, the illusory energy of Krishna, she came to Haridas Thakur to test Haridas Thakur. And three nights she was being testing Haridas Thakur, and she surrendered to Haridas Thakur. She said that earlier I have even disturbed the mind of Brahma also, but I am not able to disturb your mind. Because Haridas Thakur was constantly in association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that sometimes somebody may think that illusory energy has not come. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that even Krishna wanted to test love of Godhead through the medium of chanting of the holy names. So illusory energy is just a maid servant of Krishna. So if Krishna is attracted by it, why will not illusory energy be attracted by it? So actually, she wanted to participate in this Sankirtan Yajna. But when she comes, she has to be initiated by a proper person. And that was Haridas Thakur. Unflinching, determined, unshaken personality. An illusory energy, even the part of illusory energy, even a spark of illusory energy can shake us. An illusory energy came with the full force. But she could not shake Haridas Thakur. The reason is that he was always associating with chanting of the holy names. Prabhupada glorifies chanting of the holy names is all powerful. If Krishna can kill demons, powerful demons like Kansa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, very, very, very powerful, then what to speak of holy name? It is equally powerful. And Haridas Thakur was holding that holy name in his heart and on his tongue. And that was the only reason why Maya Devi could not touch Haridas Thakur in spite of her serious test. And personality like Haridas Thakur are fearless. They can even risk their life for spreading the glories of the chanting of the holy names. Prabhupada mentions in first canto is that preaching means to preach the importance of chanting of the holy names. Like ultimately preaching should boil down to preach the importance of chanting of the holy names, telling people that, and people should be chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Haridas Thakur, as I was mentioning, that devotees like Haridas Thakur can even risk their life for propagation of chanting of the holy names. Because chanting of the holy names is all auspicious thing. Even the most inauspicious thing can become auspicious by the presence of Krishna. For instance, just a few days back we celebrated Radhashtami. So Radhashtami falls on 13th, Friday the 13th. And according to some Western beliefs, this is the most inauspicious day, Friday the 13th. And it happens as Radhashtami. And since it is Radhashtami, it becomes the most auspicious day. That is the power of presence of Krishna or his internal energy. So Haridas Thakur, he gave his life to preach the importance of chanting of the holy name. One incident I can quote in this regard. Haridas Thakur, although Muslim, chanting the holy name, and the Muslim Qazi was disturbed by it. And Muslim Qazi called for Haridas Thakur in his court, and all Muslims are standing, sitting over there. And Haridas Thakur was fearlessly present among them. And Qazi said that you are a Muslim, why you are chanting the names of Hindu God? So Haridas said that Supreme Lord has got many names, as Allah, as Krishna. I am attracted by the name of Krishna, so I am chanting the names of Krishna. Qazi said, that is okay. You can chant at your homes, but why chant loudly? So Haridas said that I am attracted by Krishna's name and I have to chant loudly. And Qazi was trying to convince him that do in privately, don't do just like in publicly. But Haridas Thakur was not accepting his proposal. And he was in front of assembly of all the Muslims. And he was chanting the Hindu name, Krishna's name. And any time, Qazi was displeased. And Qazi said, you can be killed also. So Haridas Thakur said, that even if you cut my body to many parts, still I'll be chanting the holy names of Krishna. It requires great guts. Suppose somebody can go to some non-Hindu area, very dominated non-Hindu area, and in that boldly he is preaching the glories of Krishna. It requires great courage. And he was in the court of Qazi. And Qazi told that this man should be beaten in marketplaces and been killed. And ultimately we know that he was beaten in 22 markets, but he survived. And just as a pity for the people who were beating him, he accepted voluntarily, he stopped his breathing. Then Haridas Thakur was again brought in the court of Qazi. Qazi was happy, this man is dead. And Qazi ordered him that this man should be thrown in Ganges because he neither deserves to be burnt, neither he should be buried. So the soldiers were trying to lift Haridas Thakur, could not lift. So many of the men came together and trying to lift Haridas Thakur's body, but nobody could lift because Krishna was residing in the heart of Haridas Thakur. And Krishna is heavier than the heaviest. So Haridas Thakur was... And they were surprised, how is it so? And after some time, Haridas Thakur's body was light and they could lift. They threw Haridas Thakur in Ganges. And soon Haridas Thakur, he went into Ganges. After some distance, he came back again by his mystic power, he came back to life again and he was again chanting the holy names of Krishna. When Qazi understood, he was shocked that this man was killed, how can he be alive? But then he accepted him as a peer or saint and asked his forgiveness. So Haridas Thakur's this example shows that devotees like Haridas Thakur, they risk everything for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, which is very difficult for us. Examples of great soul, we can just appreciate. We can't imitate. Even the chanting of Haridas Thakur, we can appreciate what Haridas Thakur did. We can't imitate. Nobody has got power to imitate the chanting of Haridas Thakur. And that's why Haridas Thakur was very dear to the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish Yuga Dharma as chanting of the holy name. And Haridas Thakur throughout his life, even before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he was chanting the holy names with firm faith and conviction. And that's why Haridas Thakur was so dear to the heart of Supreme Lord. One of the resolution was Haridas Thakur word, he would not honor Prasad till he completed all his rounds. And he was not chanting 16 rounds. He was chanting 3 lakh names a day, which practically means day and night just chanting. and till he complete his quota of his rounds, he will not honor prasad. That was the resolution of Haridas Thakur. And to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he settled in Jagannath Puri. And how he was dear to the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can be revealed in the final pastimes of Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu will be daily coming and meeting Haridas Thakur. Supreme Lord is coming to someone every day. And most of the time, Mahaprabhu will be bringing Mahaprasad also for Haridas Thakur. Please take Prasad. And Haridas Thakur's final pastime, Mahaprabhu showed him that how is the topmost Vaishnav. Haridas Thakur had understood, like one time Govinda came to meet Haridas Thakur, brought Prasad sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur was sick. So Govinda reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came next day to meet Haridas Thakur, asked him, what is the problem, Haridas? So generally we would say that actually I am getting old, I am sick. Haridas Thakur said that my body is okay, but my mind is not okay. And Mahaprabhu asked, what is the disease? The disease is that I am not able to chant my complete decided rounds. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have already done your part. Why don't you reduce your chanting? So Haridas Thakur says, my dear Lord, I am too fallen. I need to do this. And Haridas Thakur told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, I know, soon you will be ending your pastimes in this material world. And I don't want to see it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Haridas, if you leave, then with whom I'll do my pastimes with? So Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, don't create this illusion. You have got infinite devotees, and all these devotees' dust is on my head. And you can pick any one devotee and do pastimes with me. So my dear Lord, please don't do any illusion. Like this is a very lofty, if somebody in the stage of Haridas Thakur, naturally he'll be so happy, he cannot consider. He said that if an ant dies in this universe, what difference does it make to you, to anyone? And Mahaprabhu said that, Haridas, whatever your desire, Krishna will fulfill. And Haridas Thakur has got desire. When he leaves, he wants to see the beautiful face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holding his feet and chanting his names, and to leave this mortal world. That was the desire of Haridas Thakur. I think most of the devotees would desire that. Bhishma also desire on the deathbed that, Krishna, I would like to see your beautiful face and leave for the spiritual world. So Mahaprabhu, he said that whatever you desire, Haridas, Krishna will fulfill. And next day, to fulfill Haridas Thakur's desire, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought his intimate devotees, and they were doing Sankirtan, very enthusiastically, they were doing Sankirtan. They came to Siddha Bakul in the courtyard of Haridas Thakur, they were chanting. And Haridas Thakur was lying over there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and devotees came near Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur at that time also taught us the principle. He rather than directly catching feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the blessings of all the devotees. All the devotees' dust he took. Because even when we are on the deathbed, we need the mercy of devotees. Prabhupada says in first canto that when someone on the deathbed, he should ask forgiveness from all the devotees. Because who knows that we may have offended some devotee, and due to that offense, our spiritual destination can be hampered. For example, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was acting on the instructions of a devotee, Vidura. But he could not attend Vaikuntha planet. The reason is that his offense toward Pandavas were there, and due to that reason, he could not attend Vaikuntha planet. So Haridas Thakur, he took the blessings of all the devotees. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him, he catch hold of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, placed his feet on his chest. Such a great privilege, opportunity, which any devotee will desire. He was seeing the beautiful face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, golden face with beautiful petal-like eyes. From his mouth he was chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, constantly vibrating the names of Lord Gauranga. And devotees are enthusiastically, with mixed feeling, they are chanting the holy names. They could understand that soon Haridas Thakur will leave for the spiritual world. They were happy and sad both. And any devotee will desire this, such death. General devotee desires it, that when I leave, devotee should be chanting around me Hare Krishna mantra and I should be remembering Krishna. And here Haridas Thakur, all devotees chanting, Supreme Lord personally, face to face, standing in front of him, chanting his name, seeing his form, placing his feet on his chest, Haridas Thakur, he left for the spiritual world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so grateful for his service, for his example, which he left for the whole world. He took the body of Haridas Thakur and started to dance. He was dancing in Jagannath Puri, streets of Jagannath Puri. But after certain time, Swarup Damodar Goswami told that, my dear Lord, other ritualistic activities has to be performed. And Haridas Thakur was taken to the ocean, body was taken to the ocean, where he was given bath, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees, and his samadhi was created. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that there should be a great festival in the honor of Haridas Thakur. And Mahaprabhu personally was going shop to shop to collect alms so that he can distribute to all the Vaishnavas. And at one point of time, devotees stopped Mahaprabhu. He says, we are there, we will take care. And devotees enthusiastically went out and collected various prasad, Jagannath prasad, and profusely shopkeepers were giving, please take, please take, please take, because Haridas Thakur was a known, renowned saint in Jagannath Puri by his behavior. Like, he didn't maybe visit Jagannath temple. If he would have visited any time, he would be given opportunity, because he knew the big people like Saroma Bhattacharya, he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So nobody would have stopped him. But he opted to not to go in Jagannath temple, thinking himself too fallen. And Mahaprabhu did a feast. And it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that devotees ate till the neck. They were just eating. Somebody is leaving, surprising, somebody is leaving. And devotees are eating. Mahaprabhu wanted all the devotees to be fed sumptuously. And they sumptuously had, because it is purifying, like it is an prasad of Haridas Thakur, so it is purifying. And devotees were naturally with mixed feeling, because they lost the association of Haridas Thakur. And a very enthusiastically, Lord and devotees conducted this festival. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove to the world the glories of Haridas Thakur. He was like, Krishna likes to glorify his devotees. Devotees also should be glorifying each other, because to appreciate other is a very great Vaishnava principle. And Mahaprabhu also likes to glorify his devotees. It is said that sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would glorify. He would glorify as if he has got 5 mouths. Or sometimes it is mentioned that it is he would glorify as if he has got 100 mouths for Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur's glory are unlimited. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that I can just describe a drop of the glory of Haridas Thakur. And just by hearing that drop of the glory of Haridas Thakur, one can be completely satisfied. Like one's hearing propensity is there. So our hearing propensity can be completely satisfied by hearing the glories of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur has got infinite pastimes. Infinite pastimes. Like in Fulia where he was living in a cave. And in a cave he has a poisonous snake was there. And it was quite deadly. The snake was quite deadly. And Haridas Thakur would be sharing the same cave. Snake would be there, Haridas Thakur would be there. I don't think anyone would be doing that. We would naturally want some safe place. But Haridas Thakur had got implicit faith on Supreme Personality of Godhead. In everyone's heart, Paramatma is there. And unless Paramatma sanctions, nothing is going to happen. So he would be chanting. But other Vaishnavas are disturbed. Because they would come to meet Haridas Thakur. So they requested, Haridas Thakur, you can please shift. So Haridas Thakur decided, since it is inconvenience to you, I will shift. But in everyone's heart, Paramatma is there. So in snake's heart, also Paramatma is there. So Krishna didn't wanted Haridas Thakur to change. Krishna wanted snake to change. So he inspired snake and snake left to some other destination. So that was the power of Haridas Thakur. Like one time in Vrindavan, one devotee reported to a proper disciple that in Vrindavan monkeys are troubling so much. They jump, they take spectacles, many times comes in group and take this and they harass like anything. And in response to that, proper disciple said that nothing wrong because it is not that they are in your property. You are in their property. Because Vrindavan earlier was in forest. So actually it is their residence. You are entering the residence. You are encroaching their residence. So where they will go? So here in this particular pastime, Haridas Thakur was sharing the cave and the serpent left for inspired by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on this wonderful day, like we should be remembering the qualities of Haridas Thakur, try to imbibe it. And I pray to all the Vaishnavas, we should pray all Vaishnavas that we can at least get a drop of qualities or blessing of Haridas Thakur so that we can perfect our life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.